thankful for the Lord this morning, for everyone that is here. Appreciate how God is helping us here in the congregation. Thankful that everyone that is here. It means something to come together and worship together. And it's very comforting to us. I think we enjoy being with one another. It's good to be with those that are like spirits that we are. We face a lot of foes, a lot of things going on out there, and it's just good to sit with those that understand the big picture and know what is really going on. And I wouldn't have to fight till the end. Appreciate that. Really enjoy that. Morning. Our message is about God knows us. He knows that. Personally, he knows us. We want to start in Psalms 139, verses 1 through 9. It says, thou search me and know me. Thou hast me and know me. We need to come to a realization that God knows us. We got away with a lot of things in life because people really didn't know us. When we were out there manipulating or saying things a certain way or whatever, they really didn't know us, and we got away with things. There are times when we feel like that we on a job or in a neighborhood or wherever you might be, and you feel like this is a really person until you get to know them. And then all of a sudden you feel like, you know, I don't really want to be this person. Or it might be that, you know, I want to spend time with them. The important thing is knows us. In the second verse, it said, thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Down sitting, in other words, where I sit, where I'm at, right where I'm sitting, right where I am. And my uprising, it's in other words, where I stand. God knows everything, where we stand on things. He understands what our minds are consumed. And all. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. The whole, everything about us. There is nobody else on earth that knows you like God does. Amen. Doesn't matter how far to your mothers, your fathers, your brothers, your sisters, whoever. Nobody knows you like the Lord. Even the devil does not know you like the Lord knows you. The Lord really understands us, the very inside of us. As thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. This compass means to say, there's my path. In other words, my path, you know how sometimes we get one, just looking at one, things. And we start getting down a path, the Lord will in a way scatter us to make it not so sure that that's the right path we're on. He'll scatter things around us. God knows us, who we are, what we are, how dedicated we are, and what kind of paths that we're drawn to, what kind of paths we shun. What kind of hardships we can endure, what kind of hardships we shun, and we don't ever want to get in those things. He fears and the insides and outs of it. He understands this all together. For there is not a word in my tongue, but Lord, oh Lord, thou knowest it all together. The very words, you know, sometimes we can say something and somebody will say, where did that come from? God knows where it comes from. He understands where it came from. He knows why you said it in the spirit that it was given in it, and what it was in the back of your mind that prompted you to do it. And he knows the that still maybe resides inside of you that makes you think a certain path, find something is said a certain way.
Right.
See, he knows you. He understands you all together. Thou hast beset me before and laid thy hand upon me. Thou hast set me behind and before, in other words, that he confines us. You know, sometimes we have great plans and we say, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then things start coming in our way and start hindering it and we don't get it done. And instead of going back to the Lord and saying, Lord, am I going down the wrong path? Is that why all of this is coming? Because it could be that the devil is putting something in your path and you're supposed to keep going down that path. Or it could be the Lord is trying to put obstacles in there, trying to stand under the because he wants you going down. See, he knows you. He knows what you're going to be tempted by, what's going to happen, and what's going to happen in your mind if you're in a certain time. Not, you know, what they say, Hosanna, Lord. He knows whether or not he can trust you to be there and bring peace to the situation, or if you're going to be the one who wants to keep away because you will not bring peace and you will bring more hardship than what was needed. God knows us. Ultimately, it says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I can't understand myself. Oh, there are some times that people say things like, well, I understand where I'm coming from. No, you don't. You really don't know where you're coming from. You have an idea that has been put in your head by one of the two voices, or maybe family members or whatever. Well, she's always acted like this because of so-and-so, and you just pick and you take it with you the rest of your life and you say, I always act like this because of so-and-so. No, God knows you. He understands what you're motivated by, what comes in you, and what that is, and what it's attached to. He understands you all together. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I can't know myself, not to mention I can't know anybody else. We're just talking about ourselves this morning. How God knows us. We think we know ourselves. Well, I'm like, you know, that's what I do. You don't understand what's motivating that, what's behind that, what's happened inside of you at a certain place. You know, they have all these things that they try to tell people about. They try to tell them that because of this happened in your childhood, you're acting like this. All of that. Depending on what we've gone through in life, different hurts that we've had, different experience that we've experienced, it does shape us, and it does have something to do with it. But we can't use that as an excuse.
Amen.
God knows us.
Amen.
If he knows us, he knows how to help us.
Yes.
It says, whether shall I go by spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? In other words, knows us so well. How are we going to hide anything? How are we going to hide what it really is? Oh, we think something is one thing in our life, and God wants to call it something else. See, we name things. We name things. I have a strong character, and God might be that stubborn. See, he knows what to name things. We call things one thing, but he names them something else. In all of our, he knows the very depths of all that you have gone through, all that you have suffered. He knows from the time you were a little child, he knew you. He brought you into this world. He understands you all together. We don't have to worry about if God really understands something. We don't have to worry about that. Sometimes when we pray, we say, well, Lord, now you know they're going through this and they're going through that, and this is happening and that's happening, and Lord, you see how they react and this and that. And God is what? He's looking down on us. So to speak, pat us on the head and say, I know that better than you. I know more about that than you do. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. This isn't exactly talking about heaven as in where God lives and hell in is. It's about that. It's talking about if I get lost, if I get high. See, he's there. He knows how to help us when we're there. Or if I get way down, whether it's in sin or whatever it might be, if I get way, he knows us there. See, he knows us altogether. He knows what we will be tempted by. He knows what we will succumb to. He knows us. It says, if I of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Wings of the morning gives you a picture of going upward. The dawn is breaking and the birds are taking flight. You know, it gives you it's a rock. It gives you that kind of a picture. Or if I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you know, the sea is roaring and full of a lot of noise and a lot of movement and a lot of, you know, agitation in the ocean. See, he knows all about that. He knows what you're going through. He knows your life. He knows where you are. Even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. Even there, in all those extremes. Well, sometimes we can get to feeling so high, lifted up, and we get to feeling like, oh, we can, you know, we go through some things and we get some victories and we're so high and we think we can conquer anything. But it isn't too long before we're feeling like, I can't do anything. See, God knows those two extremes. He understands us all together. And then dropping down in the 23rd and the 24th verse of the same chapter, it says, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. After I get a good understanding that God knows me altogether, nothing is hidden. And the things that I thought were good, God has taken away and said, no, those are bad. And the things running from me says, no, stop running. This is where I want you to go. All of those things. When we begin to understand and see what God is doing with us, and then he understands us better than we understand ourselves, we just throw up our hands and we just say, search me. Search me, oh God. My heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. I want you to expose these things. I want you to work with me. I want you to teach me about myself. I want you to correct these things. See if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Do that for me, Lord, because I know and trust that you see clearly into me. Oh, sometimes I think I see clearly into myself. And you may have an inkling to in your character. You may see the tip, just the very tip of the iceberg, but we know icebergs are very big under the water, and we get to see the tip of it, and I figured out what's wrong with me. I figured out what's happening. I know how to combat this, and now you don't, because you don't see the whole picture, but we can trust that God does see it. And it's so good to know that we don't have to explain it to God. Many, many times we have come, we have laid on our bed, even laid on the floor, you know, gone to our knees, and we have said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I don't know why it's coming this way. I don't understand me. I don't understand, Lord. It's okay, because He understands. And we can be confident that when we lay our case before God and say, I don't understand, and I don't know what to do, and I just need you to lead me. You know, He is very, very good at leading. The problem is how good are we at following? See, how good are we at following how He's leading? Hebrews 4, the fourth chapter of Hebrews, 13 through 16. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are made and opened under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. All things are naked bare. It's there. He understands it. He's got a grip on it. He doesn't have to think about it in a while. He doesn't have to any textbook anywhere. He doesn't have to say, well, I think because of this, or I think it's because of that. He knows what it is because of. He understands it. It's all made naked and open before His eyes. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, seeing that we have this Jesus that passes into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold our profession, hold fast our profession. In other words, let's just acknowledge, I need somebody that will help bless, bring forth for me. And this is Jesus. That's what He does. He works with all of the things that we have packed into our life. We pack so many things in there. So many attitudes, ways, so many ways of looking at things and going about things, and so many ways to think about other people, and so many ways that we think about authority, or so many ways we think about problems in this world. We were all taught those things.
Yeah.
We didn't come out of the womb knowing anything like that. We knew one thing. We needed comfort. And we knew that we needed to eat. That's all we knew. Everything else we learned. And where did we learn it? We didn't learn it because it suddenly dawned on us as little children. We learned it because of what went on around us. As we watched, we learned. And the people that we watched and the people we were around, the people we learned things from, they were not always the best ones to be teaching us. We learned people because people have motivations and they have ways that they're thinking in, and they're trying to shape us into that. See, that's what God gets all of us into His image. Listen, people that are teaching us things, they're trying to shape us into their image. Oh, there are some subjects. Oh, you could say, well, how can that be? Mathematics, true. It always is. But the things they talk about behind the mathematics, they want to prove this or that by mathematics. Things of that nature, you begin to take on ideas, strange ways that they're thinking of how mathematics is or mathematics proves that. You can think, what about history? Well, it depends on what history you read. If you read American history, or if you read German history, or if you read Russian history, it causes different things to happen in our minds. We grow up with different attitudes. We grow up with different mindsets. We need a priest that understands us all together and can weed through all of the things that we have learned and get them to a place to unlearn those things that we were holding on to, and we learn God's ways. It takes a while. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a process. We give up more and more of our ways, our ideas, our things, because we begin to realize how faulty they are. Until we get to the point that we start confessing before God how faulty the way we think, how we're thinking of the wrong things, or getting mixed up in the wrong things, or following the wrong things. Until we begin to understand and see that God opens it up to us, we don't. This is God, a wonderful God, to be able to have such patience with us, have such mercy on us. He knows us all together, but we don't know ourselves. We're still operating in ourselves and in the way we think about things. And God is trying our mind all the time. And sometimes we're slow learners. We don't always pay attention well enough. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities or our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Don't worry. See, we don't need to worry. A worry. He understands. He understands this temptation. He knows why this temptation tempts you. What is in it that works on you? May I work on somebody else? But what is it about this thing that causes you to slip and slide? What is it? He understands it all together. We know it. We slip and we slide. We say, Lord, I don't understand. I can't see why this is happening. It seems like that I go on for a while and it seems okay, and then I'm back in it again, and I don't know. God knows. Don't worry. Let's just keep it before his face. Lord, teach me this. Help me get out of this place, this weak place that I've been in for a long time. Help me get out of it. Just relax in my Lord. He will bring you out in his time. Yeah. As long as you stay submitted and committed to him. As long as you say, Lord, I want it to be your way. As long as you say, Lord, not my way. It's like Jesus, my way. To his Father. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, because God knows us so well, we can trust him to open up our understanding in any situation we're going through. It can be confusing. It can be where we think, well, this would be the best avenue. And then we say, no, this is the best avenue. And we don't know which way to go. I'm confused. He knows exactly. He knows you. It may not be either one of those choices. You thought those choices that. It may be something you haven't even arrived at yet. Because he knows you. He knows when you send the temptation. He knows where you're going to sit. He knows if you're going to step to the right. He knows if you're going to slide. He knows if it's going to send you to your knees. He knows whether or not you're going to fight and fight and fight until you get it. He knows everything. We don't have to, except when we see it, when we see the temptation. That's the time to make sure you hit your knees for the Lord. And say, Lord, how do I go through this? I need grace. Through this, all the Lord reveals to us a weakness in our character, a weakness, something that has given us some trouble for quite a while. He starts naming it out, and he starts calling it a different name, and we have to acknowledge his name for it. And then we have to pray. And it isn't a one-time prayer. It isn't a prayer, I pray today, and then go on my merry way. It's just done and accomplished. No, it is something you keep before the Lord in prayer. You keep it there until you see you're coming out. and you're coming out on the right side of it, and you're understanding it, and you're getting a hold of it, and you're getting a victory. You hold it right there in prayer. You still pray it sometimes. He knows this so well. We can have boldness to come to God and say, God, just throw up our hands. Say, God, I don't know what's happening. I do not know what's happening. I was feeling so good and so encouraged yesterday. I do not know what is happening right now. We don't always have to know. We can just go to God and say, I don't know, Lord, but you know. And you can give me grace to go through this today. I don't know, Lord, but you do. So you give me what I need. And we can be confident. He's the high priest. He's going to give us what we need. We're coming boldness. We come in boldness saying, I need your help now. I need you. Come to my rescue. We can have confidence and belief. He does know us, and he will come to our rescue. And it may not feel like a rescue. That's what we need to understand. Feel like a rescue. It may feel like we're falling deeper and deeper into it. It may feel like we're not getting anywhere. God is working because he knows us. And he knows that if we come out too soon, we quickly forget. So maybe it's in there. We'll come out. They are so thankful that they don't forget. Maybe we're not as thankful. Maybe it's too easy for us to just feel like, see, he knows the ones that want to get out of something quick, you know, want a quick release from it. And he knows those that are willing to really do the work to make it a permanent release. How many times have you gone against something in your life and you felt like you just quickly got a quick release? That's what you got, what you wanted. But it keeps coming back, and it keeps coming back. Because we are looking for God to bring us down to a place where we can get a hold. In the meantime, even though it doesn't look like I'm getting anywhere, I trust the Lord because he knows me. He knows how long to leave me in something. He knows how quickly to take us out. He knows how to give us new experiences so that we can help others. You know, sometimes everything we go through isn't for us, it's for others. It's to show other people how to go through. It's to show other people how to act and what spirit to have and what kind of attitude to have. Sometimes it's for others. And we're all tied up. And Lord, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? And the Lord wants to say, nothing. You haven't done anything. Just go through this like I want you to. It's fine. Don't worry. Because he knows this. 1 Chronicles 28:9. And this is talking about Solomon. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father. Serve him with a perfect heart, with a willing mind. The Lord seeketh all hearts, searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee for off for him. Perfect heart. A perfect heart is not one that has perfect understanding. It's one that's made ready. In other words, I've opened up my heart, and I'm willing to accept whatever you pour in, Lord, and however you want to work with me, Lord. That's a perfect heart, a perfect willingness, a willing mind. Heart and mind together. It's just willing to go through whatever I need to go through to learn the lessons that I need to make it to heaven. As you get older and you start thinking about to your end, and you're going to think, takes the Lord one of these days, pretty soon, getting closer all the time, you start things a little different. And you start saying, Lord, whatever I need to go through to make sure that I'm going to make you just want. Now, there was many times throughout our life we didn't ask for things like that. We asked to be relieved. We asked to be brought out. We asked to be, you know, to come out from underneath this struggling old. But as you get older, you say, Lord, whatever I need to go through to make sure I'm going to meet you in peace, I'm willing to do that. Why? Because we have found out that he does all the time. And he worked with us. We can look back at life and we can see things. We can say, oh, Lord, I see. When you were dealing with me over here, I see what you were after. I see it now. My vision is clearer. I look back and I see it now. And I see why I had to stay in there for so long because of this or because of that. But we kind of get an idea. Look back and we say, oh, Lord. I don't know how you got me to change my mind. I don't know how you got me to turn around. Doesn't matter. He'll use whatever he has to, but he will get it done. If you're willing to participate, if you will open yourself up and allow him to do it, he will change. He will change you. He will do it. But you have to open up. You have to let him. You have to let him be the master of you. You have to let him. You have to let him. You have to be the servant. He has to be the master. Oh, Lord help us. We thank you so much. Jeremiah 17:9. Very scripture we use a lot. The heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? You can't. You can't. You cannot know your heart. You can't know what's going on in you. You cannot understand everything that is being done. You only understand is the Lord brings enlightenment. Then you begin to understand what he's doing. Then understand and see. And no. But even then, if you still have a little twist to it, you may see down this path, but it's going to have a little crook in it. And the Lord will let you go down that path a while, and you'll feel like you're really making progress and you're really going, but he's going to deal with that little crook. He's going to deal with that little thing. I'm so glad that God knows me. I don't get blamed for things I don't do. I don't do things I don't do. I don't blame for a lot of things we don't do. And sometimes we feel like we were blamed justly. We should take the blame. But we feel like it's unjust. There's hardly a person that gets pulled over by a traffic officer that agrees with them. Hardly ever do they walk up to the car and the first thing out of the person in the car's mouth is, I'm so sorry, I was speeding. I think that happens very often. What are you trying to do? Oh, you're trying to deflect. You know, I'm so busy this morning and I was this and I was that. What are you hoping for? You're hoping for mercy. Because when you saw those lights, you looked at your speedometer. You know, but you're trying to deflect now. Trying to be extra nice. Some people don't. Some people want to get angry in their face. You know, try to do it that way. What you have in your heart. What you have inside. But you just need, you know, when somebody says, usually the officer says, you know what, I pulled you over. We should answer honestly. I think I know. I think it might have been because I was going too fast. The Lord knows. He just knows. Like I told you, I was on the road on that vacation. I was on with my sister, and we were driving. A policeman that came on. I was going by, and he came on behind me, you know. So I looked down and made sure that I was going the right speed. And I moved over because he was coming in and going to catch me, you know, kind of where we were going to meet. So I moved over a lane so he could get on. And then, you know, he just rode beside me. And I thought, well, I don't know why he's doing that, you know. So I started slowing down. And as I slowed down, he slowed down. And then I thought, well, I'm doing the speed limit, so I went ahead and sped back up. And I'm thinking, I'm really confused. I don't know what's happening. And then he went behind me in the other lane, and he went up further, and then he slow, and then he kind of came back across in front of me. And then I'm thinking, what is this? I don't know what to do. Is he telling me to get over? What's happening? Finally, after we had to the point we were already moving on the caution, I didn't know what to do. He finally hits his thing and pulls me over. And I find out what's happened is he's a bear that's been hit on the highway. And a car had hit a bear, and it was supposed to be in traffic on the highway. And so he was looking at the edges to see if it had gotten off the highway and different things. He just wanted me to go on. I was so worried about him, I kept slowing up. And so he couldn't get slow enough because I could get slower. See, we don't always understand. We think we do. You know, we think it's never good to go off and leave an officer behind. You know, that just doesn't feel right. That's where we are in our hearts. We think we understand, we think we know, but we're not doing the right thing at all. It looks right, feels right. It may be a little confusing, but I know I'm not doing anything wrong. See, the speedometer is right, I'm using my turn signal. But everything right, what is wrong? And it's just somebody else trying to do what they need to do. And you see the other way. The Lord wants us to get out of the way and to work with us. Psalm 18, 1 through 8. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth out profane lips. So we start crying out to the Lord. Begin to realize that He knows more than we do. Then when we really understand that He knows more than we do, we begin to cry out. It says, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are evil. In other words, I don't know how to judge this right. I don't know whether I'm in the right or in the wrong. Things and situations can come up, and you may be stuck in the middle of something, and you don't know which way to go, and you don't know how to get out of it, but you don't really want to be in it, and all this. He will work it out. If we just stand still and let God do it, thou hast proved my heart, thou hast visited me in the night, thou hast tried me, and shall find nothing. I am purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. After the Lord has proved us for a while and He's visited us and He's tried us, we come to the place to where the Lord shouldn't be able to find things anymore. They shouldn't be obvious things anymore, easy things. You know, those things that everybody says, ooh, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be one. Those kind of things. But there are some deep-seated things. And I make up my mind, that my mouth's not going to transgress. And you know the first step of that is to be quiet. That's not what the Lord's. He's not looking for you just to be quiet. He's looking for you to speak in his order. When it can be received in the right spirit. Not just quietness, because quietness can be interpreted as something else. And sometimes we get a little attitude with the Lord. Well, I was wrong when I said it this way, and I was wrong when I tried to do it that way. I'm just going to be quiet from now on. So you're saying to the Lord, I'm not going to open my mouth out. He's going to say, shit. We go through some things like this. We do this with people like, you know, people that we're close to all the time. Husbands, wives, children. I remember when I was a little girl and I would get in trouble. And I would say things in my mind. I didn't know that. But I hardly agreed. The devil said to me, just going to talk to her for the rest of the day. Yeah, I'm not going to talk to her for the rest of the day. I couldn't last. You know what I mean? I couldn't last very long. Thank the Lord it couldn't last very long. Because some children learn to be very stubborn about those things. And then they have to fight all of that off. Because the Lord knows them. They know where it came from. You were so stubborn and disobedient. And now you're trying to be that way with me. And you can't get away with it with me because I see you. I know you all together. Concerning the works of men by the word of gifts, I have me from the past of the destruction. I say, I'm looking at some things. I'm beginning to understand some things. I'm beginning to see that I'm doing some things right. I'm beginning to see some things clearly. And I'm beginning to say, look, I know better than that. I know I can't say that anymore. I know I can't even think that anymore. I know that. Hold up my goings and my paths that my footsteps not. You see, I know some things. And we can say, I know better than that, and we can get caught in it. You go, oh Lord, I knew better. What happened? Because we're going to have to keep praying about us. We have to keep praying about ourselves. There's no place where you get to where you can be confident that I am never going to step out of line. There has to be a constant prayer in our hearts. Lord, you see, you know me, you know motivation, you know everything about me. I need your help, Lord. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God, incline thine ear unto me. Hear my speech. I'm crying out to God. He always hears. And I've learned that if I cry out to him, he's always right there. He always hears me. We get to the place, we know God isn't sleeping. We know he hasn't turned his back. We know that he's listening. We know that. Sometimes we can be a little late. A little late in going to him for the answer. Figure it out for ourselves. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Show thy marvelous loving kindness. Show it. Show what's going on. Help with this. And then Abraham. This is a really, really, really good verse. Keep the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. In other words, Lord, help me to be, so I can be the very center of your eye. That's where Job was. He was the apple of God's eye. When he said to the devil, consider my servant, Job, consider him. Able to do that for us. We want him to recommend us. We want him to say to people, our families, our friends, our acquaintances, the grocery store, the hardware store, wherever we are, we want the Lord to be able to say, look at them. That looks like a Christian right there. And how many times is it like that? times has he sent somebody your way that you look like a Christian, or you look like somebody that can pray, or look like, and they want to talk to you and empty out and want you to pray for them? How many times that we struggle with all of us? If you haven't yet, you will. Psalms 37:4-5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The desires of our heart. He's not talking about houses and lands, cars. The desires of our heart. I want this particular thing, that particular thing. The desires. But it does say, delight thyself in the Lord. Maybe sometimes we don't receive the things that we need because we don't have much delight in the Lord. We have more delight in eating a meal than we have in the Lord that day. We have more delight in eating that special dessert than we have in the Lord that day. We have more delight in going to our favorite store than we have in the Lord that day. Is there a reason why we're not getting the desires of our heart? It says, commit thy way into the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way into the Lord. Let him have it. Trust in him, he'll bring it to pass. You don't have to work so hard to bring it to pass. I was thinking that when my husband and I, we were getting our home here in Fresno, and how we looked at this house and that house, and house. And he wanted certain things, and I wanted certain things. And so he said, well, he says, you make a list of everything you want, and I'll make a list of everything I want. We'll just lay it before the Lord, you know. So we prayed. But the Lord answered our prayer. He gave us everything we want. But we didn't know to get that. We were going to work for a year trying to get the smell out of the house from 25 cats. For a whole year. He gave us the desire. And he had something better. I think maybe, just maybe. He might have had something a little better. But see, we would be quoting in the scripture. And he said, all right, I'm going to give it to you. If you don't know what you're going to face with it, I'm going to give it to you. We didn't understand everything. But we learned some things. And the Lord said, I'm giving it to you because you're going to learn so much. Because then you can learn to commit things then. After you learn those kind of lessons, you can learn to commit then. Lord, whatever you see, I'm willing to go through. Our last scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Why? Because he knows us. He understands us. He knows what we need purged out of us. He knows what we need added on to our spiritual life. And he knows how to work circumstances and things around us to reform those things. We can trust him. It's to know that he knows all about us. There are those around us, even here in this building, that you have good intentions. Tell me something. Help me. It might not be exactly the right thing. It's a right thing, but it might not be tailored for me. We have a tendency to tailor everything to our understanding. In other words, words, well, we know this, this, and this. Consequently, this is how you do that. How they'll get it done. That's how they'll accomplish it. But Lord, we lead them down a completely different to show them. We may have had to go through trials to learn it for us. Because God knew us. And somebody else may they have such thanksgiving in their heart for the goodness of God later. See, we don't know. But God knows. He knows us all together. And he knows how to accomplish the things. We need to trust him, allow him to have his will and his way. He knows us all together, dear. We don't have to be afraid. We just hang on to the Lord and pray, commit ourselves. We delight in him. We let him have the rule and reign over us. We don't have preconceived ideas about things. Let him lead us and twist, turn us down this path that we have to ride. We have to go down. So that we won't slide. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it because he knows us. Mm-hmm.